2 minutes past the hour of 5, and you're listening to WXYZ Chapel Hill. Welcome to the Global Music Show, a collaboration between UNC Chapel Hill Area Studies and WXYZ Chapel Hill 89.3 FM. The Global Music Program focuses on a particular world region each month, integrating music from this particular part of the world and expertise of university faculty. Today, our guest is Professor Daniel Gold from the UNC Study Abroad program, and we are exploring pop music from Asia. Dan, would you like to say something about the first track that we're about to hear?
Sure. This first song is called Daiyue Zaidongji, Maybe Wintertime, by Chi Qing, who was a popular Taiwanese singer in the 80s and 90s. Basically, from my experiences in Asia, this was the first song that I came across and learned to like.
Mm-hmm. So, let's play the track for you.
轻轻的，我将离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去。漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你，别为我哭泣。前方的路虽然太凄迷，请在笑容里为我祝福。虽然迎着风，虽然下着雨，我在风雨之中念着你。没有你的日子里，我会更加珍惜自己。没有我的岁月里，你要保重你自己。你问我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。轻的，我将离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去。漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你，别为我哭泣。前方的路虽然太凄迷，请在笑容里为我祝福。虽然迎着风，虽然下着雨，我在风雨之中念着你。没有你的日子里，我会更加珍惜自己。没有我的岁月里，你要保重你自己。你问我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。我想大约会是在冬季。
That was a very interesting track. Dan, would you like to say something about that track again?
Sure. As I said, I mean, basically I chose that. Because that was the first song that during my first time in China that I really listened to a lot. I heard it every day on the radio and got to enjoy. When I was first asked to do this show, I was thinking about, you know, what types of songs to introduce from Asia. And basically, I wanted to choose ones from my own travels that I liked around East, Southeast, and South Asia. When I first come up with a playlist, for example, the one before, I showed it to my friends who knew a lot more about Asian music than me, and their first comment was, "Are you sure this is an Asian pop show, or is this an I Love the 80s pop show?" And my response to that is actually a few of my songs were from the early 90s. I think they had a point, so I went back and I've tried to mix it up as well. So right. Moving on from the 80s, this next song, that first song was really representative of the type of pop music that was popular at that time and still now. But I mean, what I want to show is that a lot of the popular music from Asia not only has what we would consider traditional Western styles, but also shares the influences of a more local musical influence as well. Mm-hmm. And this next track is one of those. It's called Back to Lhasa by Zheng Jun. He is from mainland China, from Xi'an originally, and mm-hmm. this track from the early 90s, it was very popular, but also contains a lot of traditional Tibetan melodies in it.
Okay. Where is Lhasa again?
In Tibet.
All right. Okay. So we're listening to it right now.
With all
listen. That was very interesting, Dan, I thought. Back to Lhasa.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites, I remember, in 90. It was much harder than a lot of the music that I remember listening in China before then.
Mm-hmm, interesting. Well, what is the next track that you would like to us to hear?
Well, next, to move out of the 90s and out of China, unfortunately, I had to move out of my own record collection as well. So, actually, for this show, so I was in Thailand a couple weeks ago, and I just went into a music store, and I asked, "What is the what's the most popular song by a local artist in Thailand today?" And this is the one I got. The artist's name is Endorphine, and the song translated into English is "The Thing That I Learned."
Okay, you translated much of the song titles that we listened so far from their native language to English, right?
Yeah, almost all of the songs that we're playing today are actually in the native language, and for the languages that I speak, I was able to translate them, and for the ones from Vietnam and Japan, I asked other professors and other people around here who could help me with the translations.
Mm-hmm. Wow, interesting. All right, let's listen to Endorphine, "The Thing That I Learned."
Continue.
I kind of like that music a lot. The thing that I learned from Thailand. What about the next one, Joe Trio?
Yeah, this next one, moving to another country again, is from Korea. This one country I didn't spend a lot of time in, but when I was there last year, I was in a music store and asked, because I like to listen to the different pop music around the region. I said, could you suggest some things? And this is what they came up with. The song and the artist title was all in Korean, so I again had to ask a friend to help translate. And they said the artist's name in English was Joe Trio. And then I asked, well, what's the name in Korean? And they said, Joe Trio. So, because that's the same. The title in English is Because of Love, and it's from 2 years ago.
All right, let's listen. Moving back to China, Dan, I don't know, I have this experience every time, even when I go to my native country in the Philippines, and we do a lot of karaoke there, but some of the songs here could also be sung too, right? What is your experience like when, you know, listening to the next artist we're about to hear and the experience with the karaoke being, the songs that they're singing being sung also?
Oh yeah, I mean, it was one of the big differences for me. I remember here living in the U.S., like to listen to music, and I enjoyed a lot of popular songs. But in China, I mean, the things I listened to is often had opportunities for singing. I mean, karaoke was something that my friends and colleagues did a lot, and I did join. And I found out, you know, learning how to sing songs in Chinese was especially humorous for me to try that when I was in China.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't only in karaoke. When I was first living there, whenever there was like very formal banquets at the university where I was teaching, where the president of the university was there and officials from the town government, regardless of how formal it was, at some point they had, you know, they pointed motion to me and the other foreign teachers there at the moment and said, please, stand up and sing.
I'm curious about the karaoke, though, the phenomenon of the karaoke, especially in Asia, which is very common. Is it like a separate room then when you're in there, or is it like the way it's done in the U.S. where it's mostly you get up and sing, everybody sees you? And
they have all types. I mean, in my experience, you did with your friends, you could have your own separate room where you could have some buffet food and drinks and just, you know, choose your own songs in a very high-tech computer system. Or mm-hmm. they also have the large rooms. Some places, in where the weather's good, I've seen it just on the sidewalk, like a sofa and a TV right. on the side of the street where you could just sing and, you know, people walking by would stop and listen.
Oh, wow, interesting. And this next artist we're listening, as you said, is going to sing Flying.
This next song is called Flying. This this next artist, Cui Jian, again, this is back to the 90s, but he's really considered to be one of the father of Chinese rock. I mean, one of the first Chinese artists to break away from the conventional Chinese popular forms and incorporate Western rock style. But he also drew in a lot of folk and traditional music types, as you could tell by this next track, Flying.
All right, we'll listen to Flying.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Moving on to Hong Kong, we are going to look at a particular singer. I would like to say, Dan, though, that most of the people usually who are singers from that area happen to also star in movies. You know, did you notice?
Yeah, this next singer, Jackie Chung, also known as Zhang Xueyo, was also very popular as a movie star since the 1980s. He's known as one of the Canto Pop Four Heavenly Kings.
Oh, was he really?
This one particular song, again sticking in the early 90s, is from 1994. The Chinese title is Wo Deng Dao Hua Ye Xie Liao.
Which means?
The English title for that is I Waited Until the Flowers Withered.
Wow. Both long and interesting title, if I may to say.
And what I remember most about this song, actually, is coming back to the U.S. is one of my good friends, an American who also taught in China, during his wedding in America, also to an American, instead of having a first dance, he decided to show his karaoke prowess by singing this song to his new bride.
Oh, wow. And sang it in Chinese.
Sung it all in Chinese, yes.
Wow.
I think she knew him already, so she was prepared for this. But it was quite a sight.
Okay, so let's listen to Jackie Chung from Hong Kong, I Waited Until the Flowers Withered.
每个人都在问我到底还在等什么，等到春夏秋冬都过了，难道还不够？ 其实是因为我的心有一个缺口，等待拿走的人把它还给我。每个人都在说这种爱情没有结果，我也知道你永远都不能够爱我。 其实我只是希望你有时想一想我，你却已经渐渐渐渐什么都不再说。我睡不着的时候，会不会有人陪着我？我难过的时候，会不会有人安慰我？ 我想说话的时候，会不会有人了解我？我忘不了你的时候，你会不会来疼我？你知不知道？你知不知道？我等到花儿也谢了？你知不知道？ 知不知道，我等到花儿也谢了。每个人都在说这种爱情没有结果，我也知道你永远都不能够爱我。 其实我只是希望你有时想一想我，你却已经渐渐渐渐什么都不再说。我睡不着的时候，会不会有人陪着我？我难过的时候，会不会有人安慰我？我想说话的时候。 会不会有人了解我？我忘不了你的时候，你会不会来疼我？你知不知道？你知不知道？我等到花儿也谢了，你知不知道？ 花儿也谢了。 谢了。你知不知道，你知不知道，我等到花儿也谢了。
Interesting.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs to do karaoke, because the amount of emotion you could put into it, you could really ham it up.
Right. It's going to give you, 98%? You know, they usually have a rating for you when you sing karaoke. We have covered some music from Taiwan, Hong Kong, China, Thailand, and Korea. What's next, Dan?
Next, moving to South Asia, I have a song from India. This one, when I was there last year, the movie that was popular that just came out when I was there was called Doom 2, and this song is from the soundtrack. I chose this particular song as it, again, it was a popular modern song, but also had some local musical influences as well. This song is called Crazy Kiere, in English, Made Me Crazy, by the artist Sunidhi Chauhan.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
gone to Japan. Oh, before that, that was from India. It was I like that beat a lot. Moving on to Japan, what can you say about Nami Amuro then?
The next song is a example of J-pop, mm-hmm. Japanese pop music. Amuro Namiya is from Okinawa in Japan. This song was she was very popular about 5 years ago, but this song is one of her more recent songs. I chose it because it had an English title as opposed to a lot of other songs had Japanese titles, and it was Can't Sleep, Can't Eat, I'm Sick. And so that alone attracted me to this song, and I thought, it might be interesting to listen to.
Right. I'd like to listen to it.
Yo, this is a Giant Suede Productions. Namiya, in the building, yeah. Here we go, come on, let's hit it.
Say, I'm really impressed at where you get all your CDs and all this collection. So, the next track we're going to hear, who's the artist that we're going to listen to?
The next artist is Quang Le from Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. And did you buy the CD there when you visited?
No, actually, the CD I got in Raleigh last week.
Raleigh?
Yeah, on Capitol Boulevard, there's a lot of Vietnamese restaurants and stores, and I wanted to do songs from all over Asia, so again, I went into went to Raleigh and said, okay, well, you know, what do you have that's popular now? And they gave me this CD.
Uh-huh. What is the title of the track?
Well, again, because it was all in Vietnamese, and that's one region I'm not that familiar with. I talked to Professor Eric Henry, who's a professor here at UNC, specializes in China and Vietnam, and he's also a specialist in music. And I asked him to translate it for me, and he gave me the translation of this particular song as being smashing my musical instrument. At first I thought, well, you know, is it appropriate for me to be playing a song in there that's called Smashing My Instrument? And he assured me that it means musical instrument. There's no double entendre in the meaning in Vietnamese. And then I also asked him a little bit about the music of Vietnam in general to help explain it to me a little more. Basically, he said, he explained it very clearly, that all music or most music today in Vietnam are about three things. They're either cosmically sorrowful songs about homeland that can't be returned to, or they're cosmically sorrowful songs about a beautiful time in the past that can't be recreated, or they're cosmically sorrowful songs about wonderful love relationships that are lost forever.
Wow.
And this particular one is the last type. It's about a love relationship that can't be lost forever. I asked one of my students to explain the lyrics to me, and this is about the singer saying about how the woman that he loved told him he should learn how to play a musical instrument so he could play when she sings. Since he loved her, he immediately went to the city to take some music lessons. Of course, when he returned, he found that she had left and she had ran off with a famous musician and then started a family with him.
Wow. Sounds like one of the songs I also heard from my native country. But let's play the track, Smashing My Musical Instrument by Huang Li.
Đập vỡ cây đàn dần đời, đập vỡ cây đàn, người ơi người ơi. Đâm vỡ cây đàn dần đời bạc trắng như vôi, dần người điên đảo quên lời. Đâm vỡ cây đàn dần người con gái yêu đàn, buồn ơi buồn ơi, làm sao để nguôi. Đâm vỡ cây đàn dần người đôi trắng chớ như bàn tay. Chuyện ngày qua tôi gặp người con gái mang dòng ca thật buồn.
We heard a little bit of Guang Lei. Smashing my musical instrument. I thought something was smashed there with the fact that he stopped.
I think he really took the literal meaning of that song there.
All right, okay.
For the next song, we're moving on to the Philippines. Joseph, you want to tell us a little bit about this next track?
Oh, absolutely. I love this this artist. She's very popular in the Philippines, and her name is Jaya, and she went to the U.S. at some point in her life. She grew up here, and she's extremely popular. But you see, when you listen to the song that I'm about to play, basically what the song or the meaning of the song says something like, because there's only you, but it's a highly nuanced meaning. But listening to it, you would think that she could be Beyonce, you know, like it's just an interesting look at how, I guess, people kind of pattern themselves after the musical styles that are more, shall we say, kind of Western, right? So let's listen to this music. It's by Jaya, called, in Tagalog, it means Dahil Tanging Ikaw, or Because There's Only You.
Darama pa
That was Jaya from the Philippines, and that was Dahil Tanging Ikaw. And that was like 5 years ago in the Philippines, in Manila. Big hit. It's about 5 minutes left before we leave. Dan, would you like to introduce our last artist? And
mm-hmm. Yeah, our last song is going back to Cui Jian, again considered to be the father of Chinese rock. This song is from 1994 in Chinese, Hong Chi Sha Da Dan. In English, it translates as Balls Under the Red Flag.
Okay. It's a long piece, too. All right. Would you like to say any last words, then?
Basically, I hope you enjoyed the music today, and this shows that there's probably more similarities between the music throughout the region and our own pop music than differences, and that hopefully that a lot of the songs were enjoyable to you.
So thank you for listening. This has been a Global Music Show with our guest Dan Gold from the Study Abroad program. And we're listening to Cui Zhang.
The time is 6 p.m. and you're listening to WXYC Chapel Hill. You've just been listening to Global Music and the Asian Pan-Asian Pop Special. Hope you've enjoyed. Coming up next, we're going back to our freeform format, so you're welcome to make a request. Call 919-962-8989 or send an IM to the screen name, WXYC Requests. And up next...